identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
This is how we do it.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Have I more than you?
A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it, we're going down. Cock it and pull it, we're going down.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you. 80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app, look for CFW, and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW. 24/7 CFW.
CFW. 1057 CFW.
Remember this one?
I'm a bad
breaking her heart.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Oh my gosh. I'm afraid if I say it, he'll stop doing it because it's the cutest thing ever.
Tell us what you love about him.
And we'll show you another one in a million just like him.
We both work from home, and I can always tell when he is really in the zone. I look over, and he's doing this thing with his lower lip. He's not biting it, and it's not quite like a pucker. It's intense. And he's not an intense guy, so it cracks me up every time.
At Lasker Jewelers, we train our team on asking, listening, and uncovering just the right ring.
Or other precious thing. I'm Nicole Lasker.
And I'm Liz Lasker. Lasker's is the easiest place
to buy the right one for the right one.
Across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
And online at Lasker's.com.
Celebrate and commemorate your next adventure at the easiest place to buy diamonds and jewelry.
I adore it.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents has agreed to ask Governor Tony Evers for over $850 million more in the next state budget. According to an Associated Press report, the UW system's current budget is just under $8 billion, and if approved, the increase would be a nearly 11% raise. Officials say the extra funding would allow the university system to give an 8% raise for faculty and staff, expand a tuition coverage program for low-income students, and keep two-year campuses open. The Menominee Police Department will be reminding college students about city ordinances ahead of the new school year. According to a WQOW report, law enforcement officials will be sharing flyers around the University of Wisconsin's Stout campus to make sure students know what could land them a fine. Some of the reminders on the flyer include things like a $500 fine for carrying a fake ID and a $150 fine for leaving an indoor couch outside on the lawn. The flyers will be distributed in September. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a partly sunny sky for your Sunday. High temperatures warming to the lower 90s. Our heat index, though, in the upper 90s. A light south to southeast wind. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and mid-70s. On Monday, mostly sunny and hot. Highs in the middle 90s. It's 84 at our studios.
CFW.
You got me.
80s.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
90s.
And more. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
CFW FM